From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continued today, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire. Speaking in the city of Beybird, Erdogan accused Russia of playing with fire by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS and by irresponsibly targeting trucks operating inside Syria for commercial or humanitarian activities. Turkey's state-run news agency and a Turkish relief group reported Wednesday that Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy inside Syria near the Turkish border, killing 7 people and wounding 10. Russia announced Wednesday that it will suspend visa-free travel with Turkey amid the escalating spat over the downing of a Russian warplane by a Turkish fighter jet at the Syrian border. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced that Moscow will halt the existing visa-free regime on January 1st, stating that Turkey has become a conduit for terrorists and has been reluctant to share information with Moscow about Russian citizens accused of involvement in terrorist activities. Turkey's downing of the Russian military jet Tuesday, the first time in half a century that a NATO member shot down a Russian plane, has drawn a harsh response from Moscow. The detention of 2 prominent journalists in Turkey has provoked national and international criticism. The reporters were detained Thursday on spying charges by an Istanbul court after reports that Turkey's intelligence agency sent weapons to Islamist rebel groups in Syria. The arrests are the latest in what's seen as a crackdown on media freedom following this month's landslide victory by the ruling AK party. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of 2 leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure. The editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, Can Dündar, and his Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are facing more than 20 years in jail on spying charges. Dündar, speaking before his trial on Thursday, expressed defiance. He said he and Gül are journalists, not traitors or spies. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
French President François Hollande, presiding over today's National Memorial Service for Victims, promised to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's terror attacks in Paris. The commemoration was held at the Paris Invalides National Monument and began with a somber reading of the ages and names of the 130 people who died in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State group.
Quentin Boulanger, 29 ans.
It has been 2 weeks since Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vests and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including a crowded concert hall. The ceremony was attended by other top French leaders and families of victims, as well as some of the hundreds injured in France's worst ever terrorist attack. On his final day in Nairobi, Friday, Pope Francis visited a slum and condemned what he called the injustices of urban poverty and substandard living conditions. He placed the blame on what he called the selfish minority clinging to power and wealth. VOA's Jill Craig was there and filed this report.
Speaking at the St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Parish in Nairobi's Kangemi slum, Pope Francis did not shy away from making his thoughts known on urban poverty.
Estoy aquí porque quiero que sepan.
The Pope said he understands the difficulties the people face each day, as well as their hopes and sorrows. The crowd cheered as the Pope said that to deny a family water under any bureaucratic pretext whatsoever was a great injustice. He said lack of access to infrastructure and basic services is a serious problem. The pontiff chastised what he called minorities who cling to power and wealth and selfishly squander. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Chicago police say they've made an arrest in the shooting death of a 9-year-old boy whose alleged gang-related death has sparked outrage in that city. In a press conference, the chief of police announced the arrest of 27-year-old Corey Morgan, who was being charged with first-degree murder. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.